some cavities and some tijani. And that, I remember that tijani person who said that we have a very significant dua. What is it? He said, we call it Salatul Fatih lima ughliq. Salat al-Fatih, the opener of what was closed. The opener of what is closed. I said, what is that? Opener of what is closed. Three lines. They've been told by their leaders in the Tijani Tariqah that if you do that, it will be recorded with Allah that you have already been reciting the Quran 6,000 times. 6,000 times if you do that. The Naqshbandis, they said, we asked them, how did you bring this dhikr khafi, invisible dhikr, unclear dhikr, how do you call it, disappeared dhikr, etc. Unveiled dhikr, or veiled dhikr. Khafi, invisible, hidden dhikr. Where do you take it from? They say, we took it from Shaykh Abdul Al-Khaliq Al-Ghajdawani, and Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Ghajdawani, he'd been given it by Al-Khadr. Al-Khadr ordered him to put his face in the water and to make dhikr while putting his face in the water. They talk about Ahmad al-Rifai that when he was worshipping Allah, dissolving to become water. So that's why he had to put himself in, what do you call it, banyo in French? What do you call it in? He used to put himself in that place in order not to lose his water the time when he worshipped Allah. I have all evidences and documented. I have copies from their books this time to show anyone who wants to know these things, whether I'm lying, fabricating, or I'm saying what it's found from their books. They said, the Shaykh of Tariqa Rifa'iyya, his name is Abu Mansur al-Bata'ishi. He used to go while there are two armies fighting, and he said, well, let's take this army for my left hand and the other army by my right hand. Let's go like this. When he goes like this, that army will be defeating the other army. He said, well, let's move my hands now. So he moves his hand like this, so the other army defeats the first army. There are many things. I'm not going to mention all of these things. If you really are interested to know about these things, I will urge you to listen to my two audio tapes. Will be, inshallah, from today, starting from tomorrow, will be available for someone to buy them. And these two audio tapes are called Al-Ahbash wal-Wahhabiyya. The issue of the Habashis and the Wahhabis. And inshallah, you can hear them. If you find them beneficial, make dua for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept my word. If you find them not beneficial, ask Allah to guide me.
Bil-Arabi.
So many things that we object against the Christians, we find it in our community. These people claim, according to what we find in the book Al-Burhan Al-Mu'ayyad for Al-Rifa'i, page number 94, where it says that those awliya has been given all authority. Allah has صوض إليهم التصرف. They are giving التصرف في الكون. They can do to the thing B, they can say to the thing B, and it becomes. In the book of Nabahan, Jama' Karamat Awliya, they say that Al-Awliya were giving this authority. And I still remember what Shirush said in his debate with Ahmad Didat. He said, Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So that sounds similar to what our community, our people say. That the awliya are given التصرف المطلق, all authority. He's given, what have you left for Allah? What have you left for Allah? I've been hearing Christians who say, I met one Christian, we talked about Mary, and I said, why do you ask Mary? He said, because Mary is a pure woman, she is beloved by Allah. But we are drawn with our sins. Allah does not look at us. Allah hates us because He knows that we've been falling in many, many, many disobediences and committing many sins. We are drawn with our sins. Allah hates us. So what is the solution? We go to Mary. and then he addresses it to Allah. And I asked him, can Mary listen to your call now? He said yes. What about your mother in the States? At the same moment, in different places? Maybe, yes. So what about thousands of people in Egypt, in China, you know, in Russia, in many other countries? They ask Mary at the same time but in different places. Forget about the timing. Can Mary listen to all these calls at the same time? If he says yes, he's making Mary God. If he says no, then he answered himself. And I had a debate, and I have the copy of this debate, with someone who said that we don't call Allah directly, not because we don't want to call Him, but because we are sinners, and these righteous ones are beloved to Allah. So we address it to them, and they address it to Allah. Allah needs no secretaries. No secretaries for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's more merciful than the other? Is Allah more merciful to me than Mary? Who is more merciful? You remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, will be saying to Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, وَإِقَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِبْنَ مَرْيَمْ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّي إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Did you tell the people, take me and my mother as God apart from Allah? قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَنْبَغِي مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ إِن كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. If I'm not allowed to say what I cannot say what I'm not allowed to say. Had I said, you would have known it. Some Christians come and say, you see the Muslims, they are not equitable with us. They are not just and fair. Why? Because they claim that we took Mary as God. We did not take Mary as God. We don't say, oh Mary, oh God, that's Mary. We don't believe that Mary is Goddess. We don't say that. Why your Quran says that we are taking Mary as God? Now I can answer the question, since I understand the concept of these three categories: Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed al-Asma al-Sifat. If you call upon Mary, you're taking her as God. And as I said to you, if you have al-Mu'jam al-Mutahharat, the Al-Fadl al-Quran, the concordance of the Quran, look at the word du'a or da'a and read. Hundreds and hundreds of verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was criticizing those who call upon others beside Him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الدعاء هو فريضه. And he said, إذا سألت فاسأل وإذا استعنت فاستعن. He said, no. Despite all of that, you can ask someone other than Allah. Why it has to be so? So who can hear all at the same time? Allah. Who's more merciful than anyone else? Allah. If He knows everything and He can respond to you, and all of your needs is with Him, and He can listen to you to all of us at the same time, why do we have to go to someone else? Isn't the same justification of the mushriks who said that yes, we can go to Mary because we are drawing our sins and she is beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that she is beloved by Allah, and the Prophet ﷺ said that she would be the first woman in paradise. We know that. But no one allowed us to call someone other than Allah, while we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who watches you at any time, at any circumstance. He knows about you. He knows the time when you need Him and you want to go to Him, and He enables you. If you want Him, if you come to Him, He will be coming to you. If you come to Him walking, He will be coming to you running. He is more merciful to His servant than the mother to her children. Then, isn't that what the Prophet ﷺ said? أرحم بعباده من الأم بوالدها. He is more merciful to his servants than the mother to her children. So we need Allah. We have brothers to know, how do we establish this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you love Allah, you have to love Allah more than loving anyone else. If you fear Allah, He has to be feared from anyone else, more than anyone else. You know, you should know how to depend on Allah, how to trust Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was put in fire, but before he entered the fire, he didn't say, madad ya Adam, madad ya Nuh. No. Maybe Ya Jibreel. Oh, he used to know. He knew Jibreel. And Jibreel was revealing to him, the revelation. He didn't call Jibreel for that. Jibreel came by himself to him and asked him, "Alaka hada? Do you have any need?" He said, "From you, never. Amma ilayka fala. Wa amma ila Allah, fa hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me. And He's the only one that I have to depend on." Do we do that? Is this the Muslim character today? Those who say, our religion is Abrahamic. Our faith is Abrahamic. No, this is not Abrahamic faith, but this is Azar's faith. This is Azar's faith, the father of Abraham, not Abraham himself. Because Ibrahim, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was asking Allah in the most troubled time, in the most difficult time, he was about to be put in fire. And he said, "Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel." There are many things that I have to talk about. And really, I did not prepare myself for anything. But I came with my heart to give my complaint to my brothers and to let them share that complaint and concern with me. And to remind them that in order to become the real followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to follow his way and the way of his predecessors who understood the Book of Allah. Among us are those who make ta'wil for the sifat of Allah. But they are showing the people the perfect names and attributes of the awliya. If you have any problem, go to the wali. Call him. He knows what you're doing. And this stupid shaykh, he said to his followers, if you go to the grave and you'll be asked by the angels, who's your God? Who's your prophet? Who's your book? Huh? Tell them my shaykh is Nazan Qubrusli. Tell them my shaykh is Nazan Qubrusli. And don't worry. Everything will be settled. What kind of a Muslim nation is that? So we have to return to Allah with us. And we have to object all of these issues of khurafa, fiction, being interfered in religion, in the religion of Allah. Don't we feel jealous for that? This religion should be purified from all of these fictions. Because when you present such concepts to the Christians, like for example, if we bring a Christian, he says, "All right, Muslims, come on, tell me, what's your concept?" Say, the Muslim concept is to say, Sheikh Nazan Qubrusli is my Sheikh, when the angel will be asking you in the grave about who's Allah, who's the Prophet, what is your book, etc. Alright. The Muslim concept is to say, "O Muhammad," if you have any problem, say, "O Muhammad, O Awliya, O Saints." So what are we doing there? That's what we're doing in Christianity. So let's take them. Why do we have to become a Muslim? We're doing the same thing. We're saying, "Oh Jesus." Why do I have to convert to your religion? Only to change the name? To cancel the name of Jesus and to take another name? We are in the same concept. We are misrepresenting Islam today. Some of us by his behavior, his bad behavior. Some of them by his bad methodology. In many, many aspects we are discrediting Islam. And wallahi, you'll be truly Muslims if you follow the way of our predecessors, the way of the Salaf al-Salih. That's the only way. And I would urge you before I finish my gathering that you should not forget that you have a heart, and that heart needs to be filled with faith, because there are many means and ways that will be sufficient for your heart to be filled with fitna. And how to do that? Shed tears at night for Allah when you're alone. Cry to Allah and fear to Allah, and know that there is no one for you need. No one can give you happiness. No one can give you sustenance. No one can support you in anything except Allah. Your heart is with Him, between His hands. Your breath can be stopped, can be locked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't guarantee that we're going to take the next breath. I can guarantee the next one. It is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your happiness, your life, your destiny, Your reward at the hereafter is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why do we have to turn away from him? Why do we ignore him? Why don't we pray at night for him and ask him at night to strengthen us at the daytime? The King of Kings offers himself, especially at the last third of the night, and he says, I am the King. Who has any need, I'll give him his need. Whoever seeks forgiveness, and I'll forgive him. Whosoever calls me, and I'll answer his call. And he remains until the day, the time of the sun rising. حَتَى يَطْلَعُ الْفَجْرِ. So let your relationship with Allah be tightened. Because no one can help you. No one can support you. No one can strengthen you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that the companions used to pray at night as obligatory ceremony or worship they used to worship Allah, to pray at night 1 year as obligatory prayer. It used to be obligatory to stand up at night, to spend the third of the night or sometimes half of the night to pray to Allah at night. Why? Because this faith should be established, and should be established firmly. And it can't be established firmly if you don't do that. And that is a lesson to us, that we have to do that. And we ask Allah more and more and more. If there are people feel happy with some others, let your happiness be with your relation with Allah. If people seek their benefit, seek your benefit from Allah. If people are happy with their dunya, be happy with your Lord and be with him. This is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he strengthens our faith and improve our faith and help us to be better Muslims, better worshippers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll be giving some calls and supplicate in English. I like it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your hearts for it. Oh Allah, you are our only trust. You are the only one that we rely on. You are the only one that we covet. You are the only one whom our hands are raised to in humility. Oh Allah, we despaired of all hopes but you. All doors are closed before us except yours. Keep our dependence on you alone. Oh Allah, you see our places, you hear our words. You know what we conceal and what we reveal, and nothing is unknown to you. We cry for your help and confess our sins unto you and hear in your praise. O Allah, praise be to you as that which we say, and even better than what we say. All what's in earth and in heaven celebrate your praises. O Allah, you are the knower of what we hide and hearer of all voices, giver the life to all the dead. And unto you prayers are supplicated, and unto you prayers are supplicated. There is no God but you. You are Allah alone, the eternally besought of all, the best owner, who gives lavishly, the merciful. None could profane your will and nor protest your judgment. You are the Lord of all, the judge of all. We ask you to bestow upon us a beneficial knowledge and a fruitful work and deep faith. O Allah, here we stand before you in humility to you. And to you only that our hands are raised. Please return our hands not empty after have been raised for you. And you are so generous and merciful. Accept us in paradise and forgive us our sins and save us from hell and protect us from evildoers. O Allah, by your light we're guided to the right path. By your bounty we got our needs. You are foremost, nothing precedes you, and you are the last, and nothing comes after you. You are the merciful. Mercy us and forgive us our sins. O Allah, we stood by your door, humbling ourselves to you and begging your mercy and fearing your punishment and knowing that you shy to return the hands that are erased to be empty. For you are most generous. We need your mercy, and we know that you are free from the need of punishing. We know that you are free from the need of punishing. Do we have other God to forgive sins but you? Is there other God to reward from the good, to reward for the good except you? So Allah, we ask you to forgive us, for there is no other than you to forgive sins but you. Wa sallallahu sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Is there any question, brothers?
So the last part of the you were mentioning that I have a question, this question, and with all the issues of enlightenment. Imam Ghazali,
he was.
And there are 52 silsilas, what they call it, Muqtariqah. How did they answer?
And
in what year of Islam?
52, you said
52? That's what they said. He said the difference between Muhammad Ghazali and Ahmed Ghazali. Because they are different.
Ahmed is the brother of Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Ghazali, which is Abu Hamid. Ahmed. Muhammad is Abu Hamid.
One
which
is known as Imam
Al-Ghazali. Yes, Imam Al-Ghazali, brother. Yes, the owner of Ahya al-Madin. Imam Al-Ghazali, brother, is a Sufi person. And he said that I passed through four stages. I followed the Batinis and I refused them, rejected them. I followed the philosophers and I rejected them. I followed the Mutakallimeen, is a branch or a part of the philosophers, Mutakallimeen. And I rejected them. And I said, there must be only one way that I know. And that is Sufism. Allah guided me to Sufism. Still, there's 50. Huh? He didn't recognize the 50. He said, Sufism must be the guidance after all of these three stages. But he did not reach to the Sunnah. And he wrote his book, Ihya' al-Madin, to prove that Abu Hamid al-Ghazali found the guidance while he speaks. Abu Hamid al-Ghazali said in his book, Ihya' al-Madin, the fourth volume, page 356, he mentioned what Abu Turab al-Nakhshabi, as a big wali, said to his murid, his student, disciple, it is for you to see Abu Yazid al-Bustani once is better for you than seeing Allah 70 times. And he said, if you want to achieve your gathering with Allah, he said, the people, those who worship Allah to obtain paradise are boys. And they are working for the lot, for batn and faraj. That's why that people. Those are not bad people, excuse me. He said they are boys. He called them boys. In his book, Ihya' al-Madin, he said, these boys are looking for their love in Jannah. Not the awliya, the special, al-khawar, special kinds of people. They are working on being mujalis al-Rahman. Means those who gather with Allah. They are gathering with Allah. He said the best tawakkul is the one who goes to the wilderness and then he dies. And he should know that Allah provided him death. He must make tawakkul. This is the best kind of tawakkul. The fourth type of tawakkul is the tawakkul of Abu Bakr. Because at the time when he was given khilafah, he went downtown and he put this clothes dress on his shoulder and he said, who wants to buy from me? Who wants to buy from me? See Abu Bakr? Abu Bakr's tawakkul is the fourth one. He has a lot of, unbelievable things. And I have them ready here with me. If you want more quotations, references, I can show it to you. So Abu Hamid al-Ghazali did not find the guidance. And talking about Sufism being, the Sufis being 52, I would say no, there are more than that. And the Prophet ﷺ did not say that the groups will be only 52, he said there will be 72. The 73rd will be those who follow the way of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Sufism was established many, many times before the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was before, and it was ignored. By the Romans and the Greeks, Sufism used to be known. In India, Sufism used to be known, and they used to call the white people the Sufis. They used to be called Sufis. And Abu Rayhan al-Bayruni, one of the historian Muslims, he wrote a book called Tahqiq Umar al-Hindi min Maqula, Maqalat, the issues of India. He went to India, he made a trip, and he said that I have met those who call themselves Sufis. They are Hindus. And amazingly, Abu Rayhan al-Ghazali, he praised those Hindus. He said they used to worship Allah by standing on one feet. Wallahi. And he mentioned that Ibrahim bin Adham took al-ma'rifah, knowledge, from a priest. From a priest. He took al-ma'rifah, the knowledge, the wisdom, from a priest. So there are many, many things about Sufism. Sufism is not a new issue that took place after Islam. If Sufism was pushed to Islam right after the death of the companions, those who belong to the three first centuries whom the Prophet ﷺ prayed, afterwards, people who became Muslims, they wanted to involve Islam with the things that they used to know about Sufism, etc., etc. In Persia, in India, they involved Islam. And he said that these Sufis, they claim, in India, they claim that when they worship Allah excessively, they have something which is called Al-Fana'u Fillah. Al-Fana'u Fillah, that means both become in one footage. They became one, they become one. Both the worshipper and the one who is worshipped, they both became one in one. And the whole Sufis today, such as Naqshbandi, Rifa'i, they talk about Al-Fana' Fillah, and they say that we worship Allah until both become one, and until we don't see anything in the world except Allah. Anything you see in the world, and Abu Hamid Ghazali mentioned in his book Ahya' al-Muddin, that the best kind of Tawheed is the Tawheed of who? He quoted and he cited what Al-Hallaj said about this kind of Tawheed. And he said, he'd been saying it for more than 5-10 times. I've collected it. I read his book all of his book. He said, وَلَيْسَ فِي الْوُجُودِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَفْعَالِ. There is nothing existed in the world except Allah and His deeds. And he said, he supposed a question, he suggested a question. He said, someone might be saying, what do you mean by there is no one in the world except Allah and His deeds? Do you mean that what we see today, buildings, people, mountains, earth, universe, all of this is a part of Allah? He gave an example to that. As an answer, he said, look at the human being. He has guts, he has nerves, he has hands, he has neck, he has bones, he has muscles, he has hair. But he's one, we call him one. So by one angle we can call him multitude, but by another angle we call him one. So all of the same thing with Allah, that all of these things that are in the world, they are, and a matter of fact, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is mentioned in Ihya al-Muddin. Yes, sir. It was mentioned that Al-Bukhari, he was found, that Al-Bukhari, when he died while Al-Bukhari book was on his chest. So is that the difference? If you find the Quran, not Al-Bukhari, if I die while you find the Quran on my chest, would you say this is repentance? The repentance for someone who makes books and distributes the books, and he says, this is my methodology, he should make it clear. After he made clear deviation, he should be making clear repentance and announcement to proclaim, to declare his repentance. Not to put the Bukhari book on his shoulder. On his shoulder. You see the significance.
Mm.
I hope so. You know why? Because Al-Zahabi, he praised him. He said something good about him. And even Ibn Taymiyyah. And even Ibn Taymiyyah. So I hope so. Why not? I mean, do we prefer for the person to be misguided, or we prefer that we be guided? So I hope so, yes. But regarding these groups, brothers, these groups sometimes, many branches, many parts or branches come out of it. But they have the same basis, so they are still considered as one group. I hope you understand that.
My question is, how this group among things is used or not?
This is another issue, and there are some scholars who followed up each one of these groups, and they mentioned them, but they tried to confine the number with 72. But they failed to, because, as I told you, there's a problem with this, that one group sometimes it's divided or scattered into many groups, but it still can be considered as one group because it has the same, all of these branches have the same base. Okay, so it's difficult to give a precise counting of these groups. That's what the scholars consider to be, yes. The scholars consider it to be Muslim groups who deserve to go to hellfire, but doesn't mean necessarily that they will remain eternally in hellfire. Okay, brother? This is what some scholars say. It has a certain argument. It's a big issue.
Okay, the people, those who have come before us, they have achieved the status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them abundantly.
What? Gave them all?
Abundantly the pleasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Because they had so much devotion towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Like Mary, like Maryam?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But you see, I'm not talking about Anbiya.
No, you're talking about Awliya.
Awliya. Because Anbiya, nobody can come close to them.
Aren't the Anbiya Awliya?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
But still,
I understand you. Okay,
sure. You're saying the words, but Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala says also in Quran that when you say of Anbiya, nobody can come anyone closer to them. Nabi is awliya also, you know, because he structured it that way. But let's take it in a little lesser status, awliya or salihin or me.
Okay, I understand, yes.
How they have achieved this status is through ibadat, through devotion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are lots of shuhada, they have their haqq, you know, people, they go there and they make dua.
Okay.
The dua is, because they are dead, but they are alive.
No, if they are shuhada, they are alive.
They are alive. So, when they go and they make dua.
Who?
People.
People, yes.
People,
yes.
They
yes.
go
okay.
and make dua.
Mm-hmm.
Dua is relating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they are alive, they are just in the curtain, they are in the grave, but in the curtain. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, hijab is there, but
they are alive.
The awliya can also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Allah, accept this dua. I don't know if
this. Now let's talk about these awliya. When they used to worship Allah, were they involving someone for them to make dua for them?
No, brother, because when they were
take me, brother, please. Because I have to give a concentrated answer because there are some other questions as well. Okay. Now, you mentioned that the Anbiya are not awliya. I will correct it. the best kinds of awliya are the anbiya. Remember that. The best kind of awliya. No. يعني ليس كل ولي نبي ولكن كل نبي ولي. Okay? This is the point. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he combined three things. رسالة, نبوة, ولاية. Three things. He has three privileges. Okay? Now, for example, Sulaiman, no, he had two. He was Nabi and he was Wali. Every Wali, every Nabi is Wali. But not every Wali should be necessarily Nabi. Okay? Okay, now, how do we know that this person in the grave is Wali, is among the Awliya? This is the problem. When you claim that someone, that this person is one of the Awliya, this is a great claim that it is sufficient to make Allah angry with you. Why? Because you gave your judgment about him. And no one should be given judgment about a person that he is Wali. Now, can you say that he is mu'min? No. Or if you say, hopefully, we hope, we trust, maybe inshallah he is well, he is believer, we can't say he is mu'min. We say he is Muslim, no doubt, because he declared something. But there is something cannot be declared because it's from the heart. And that is the Iman. And you cannot see the Iman from the heart of the person. But you wish, you hope. Since he declared the Shahada, hopefully inshallah he is mu'min. But you cannot give a guarantee. If you cannot give a guarantee that he is believer, how can you give a guarantee that he is Wali? And can you give a, if you can guarantee that he is Wali, you should also be given a guarantee that he must be going to paradise. He must go to paradise. If he is Wali, he must go to paradise. Are we able or in a position to give any judgment or decision about the person that he must go to paradise? Except those whom the Prophet ﷺ bear witness that they are the people of paradise. So, calling them apart from Allah is a sin. And claiming that they are awliya is another sin. Because when you say he is wali, you must say he must go to paradise. So what's wrong with asking, and why do you take their places for the promotion of your worship? Why? Why shouldn't supplication be in the mosque? Why do you feel better when you go to the grave? You feel inshirah al-sadr, more inshirah, more expansion in your chest. When you go, you make yourself closer to the grave, and then you ask Allah, oh Allah. And Satan involves you in many whisperings and imaginations that this saint is now in the grave, but now he's raising up his hands and asking Allah, oh Allah, yes, answer his call. الشعراني said in his book, كم من قبر يزار صاحبه في النار. How many graves has been visited while the owner of the grave is in hellfire? كم من قبر يزار صاحبه في النار. There was a Chinese tourist went to Egypt. When he died, someone, you know, made a big wall. They made big establishment on this grave, and they used to call him the Chinese righteous person. الرجل الصالح. Nobody knows. So brother, we shouldn't go beyond these things. The companions didn't do it to the Prophet, who is the best of awliya. They didn't do it to him. Isn't it sufficient for us that we take the way of the companions as our way? Huh? The companions used to fight. They fought one another because of certain circumstances, you know that? Did they go to the Prophet and ask him to give them his criterion about these issues that they differed upon? No, never. Why do we go to the graves while our companions did not go to the grave and ask someone?
Sir,
I don't
a lot very well informed of the masses, cutting over telephone wires to the drug place, which is several school rounds around the pantomime that I wrote near Saudi, who would talk about people walking with sticks, depending on those who they felt were, which maybe wasn't also as important. And I don't, I'm not tolerant in the time.
Look, when you talk about Muslims, you're talking about those who fall in mistakes. We're not, when we talk about Wahhabis, we're not talking about angels. This is the same with what you say to the Christians. The Christians say, you're talking about Islam, Islam, Islam. What about those Muslims who do this? What about those Muslims who do that? I tell you, brother, those who hit the others, they're making some mistakes. And they went over. I mean, they have passed over some things that they're not supposed to do. Okay? One person who is Christian, and one of these guys, he took the stick and he said, go to the mosque. Come on! He said, I'm Christian. He said, even Christian. Come on, go to the mosque. So the guy was afraid. He said, alright, I'll go to the mosque. He went to the mosque and he pretended praying as the Muslim, but he's still Christian. Okay? Now, these things may happen. Okay? But I'm asking, what is their methodology? Think about their methodology. The same thing we say to the Christians. What is the methodology of Islam? Don't talk to me about someone who went to the nightclub yesterday and you take him as the example of Islam, as a symbol of Islam. No. There are some mistakes that happen. What about when they wrote books? When they wrote books and they said, this is our teachings, this is our methodology. Show me if they have some mistakes, should be corrected. Should be corrected. Yes. Okay. The brother wanted me to enlighten him about the issue of the Habashis. The issue of the Habashis. I don't know if I have that paper with me here. Ready? I'm afraid I don't have it. But anyway, inshallah, you will be given notes about that. And I'll suppose.
The other question is, I heard that there was a court.
Sorry?
A court. Yeah, fighting.
Ah, there was a fight. Fight.
Yeah,
happened. In this place.
In this place, because what happened there? They said the earth is not round, so the heaven is this side. And the father of the this place.
Our differ with them is not because of this. Forget about that. Whether this is the direction, the right direction, or that one is the right direction. This is not our argument with them. It will come after things that we have to talk about before that. Why do they allow people to seek refuge in other than Allah? Look, I'll read to you their doctrine very quickly. It is permissible with the Habashi doctrine to seek refuge in other than Allah, likewise saying, A'udhu bi Rasulillah. It's mentioned in their book, Sariq al-Bayan, page 62, and Dalil al-Qawim, page 173, and Al-Maqalat al-Sunniyah, page 156, a new edition. I'm not going to read the references because it takes time, but I'm going to read briefly, and I have all of these things documented. It is also permissible to call upon the dead for one's needs. So they are able, they also claim, they are able to listen to their call whether from far or from far east or west, and even exit their graves and respond to the call of those who call them, saving them from their calamity, and then they return to their graves. He was asked about someone who prostrated to a statue which was not being worshipped. I mean, there are many things. I'm not going to read all of it. But one of the significant things, al-riba, there's no problem in taking the riba from the non-Muslims. Or from a Muslim bank who've been contributed with some Christian members. You understand me? A partnership. If there's a bank, the owner of the bank is Muslim with some Christians, now you can take riba from the bank. Zakah. You don't have to pay zakah, because zakah should be paid for one who has gold and silver only. But if you have coin, if you have money, paper money, you don't have to pay zakat. There's no zakat on the paper. Paper has no zakat. Now, if we do that, if we apply what they say, no one's going to pay zakat. Because no one has gold and silver. So, he says that it is permissible for the mahram to see from his sister or daughter or mother everything except what is between the navel and the knees. If he's not looking, walking sexually. But what happens if sex was involved afterwards, after looking? No, he doesn't talk about it. If you're not looking sexually, you're allowed to see from your sister, from your daughter, from your mother, anything except what is between the navel and the knees. Yes, they say the direction is not this way because they believe that the earth is flat. And there was a debate between the